Like a bomb in them face with the music. Yeah. To the world. DJ Gazai, 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 New Caledonia. Tilas, where we say I know. Oh, yeah, New Caledonia, Anya. Come from New Caledonia, not Jamaica nor California. Sweet reggae music like Bob Marley and Wailer. Buss it up just like Peter.
Well, I'm pretty impressed. But before I get into what I was going to talk about, real quick, I was listening to my last video last night and listening to the crickets and just playing the video over. Maybe I was going to do some editing on it. The whole time I'm hearing the crickets, and then I realize that the crickets are on the video, which is kind of cool in a way. So when you're hearing the crickets, this is pretty much what I'm hearing every day here, every night, all night long. It's kind of a cool sound. So I know my rant was a lot of foul language, and every once in a while I go on one of those rants where I swear like a drunken sailor, but I like that. You know, I am pretty much Canadian and I'm Trailer Park Boy, and that's how I express myself when I get pretty passionate. But anyways, I'm pretty impressed with the news and listening to MSNBC and just like paying attention to what they're doing. And this giraffe neck Rachel Maddow, who looks like the Fonz, and her complete take on Trump and how putting stories together that are actually pretty spectacular, considering, I mean, this girl's brilliant in a way. I mean, she's useless and she's full of crap, but the way she can spin a story, I understand why they have her on there, because she is now talking about the NRA. And this is what I'm talking about when people need to pay attention, right? The NRA, I don't know, I'm Canadian, but obviously it's that gun lobby thing in the US where everything is run by the NRA as far as guns go, as far as I know. I don't know too much about the NRA. I'm Canadian. I mean, what do? We stab people. That's about it. This is where you pay attention and you listen and you say, okay, now all of a sudden she's talking about the NRA is directly involved. And I just heard this a few minutes ago and I like, okay, I'm going to record and I'm going to say a quick thing about this, because this is how you can tell how the media starts flushing things out and starts feeding the brains of people and feeding in this mindset. So now, because it's all a big agenda, and the biggest agenda especially the Democrats, they want to take guns away from people, right? So now they're talking about the NRA is involved in this Russia scandal. You start to think, right? Think about what's really going on here. The NRA is the next thing, right? They're gonna try and abolish the NRA because they can't get rid of the guns. Once the NRA is finished, then they can start to remove guns from people. This is what I'm seeing right now, and I mean, I'm just guessing. Now suddenly the NRA, really? You know, the Las Vegas shooting. What was that? 82 people got killed. Never heard anything about it ever again. Historic thing. All those people that got killed and nobody ever heard about it after that. These people are ruthless. And the NRA better take note of what's going on here. Because this MSNBC, this is what we call in the fake news right now. When they start feeding shit like this, the fake news started the whole story about the fake news. And it backfired in their face, and as I've mentioned before. But this is another thing too. They're going to fuck with the NRA. They're picking some battles that are going to be pretty hard to win. The NRA is like their next goal, obviously. When they mention in stories like this, this is when you got to really understand, pay attention to what's being fed to you. So now they're making up stories about the NRA is involved in Russian scandal and feeding money and helping the Trump campaign, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty damn amazing, too, when you think about it's only really the Republicans that are bad, right? They're fishing and they're hunting and they're fishing and they're hunting. But what? So Hillary Clinton is just clean as a whistle. You know, she actually scrubbed her hard drives. Nobody ever heard anything about it when really we know that the uranium one and 40,000 emails disappear or how many emails it was. That's okay. We're not going to talk about that. But there's still, this tells you how clean Trump is. They still haven't found a damn thing on him, but they keep trying and trying and trying. Have you ever heard of anything? So they're deliberately doing a coup d'etat when they're fishing. And, you know, they're completely out of line and nobody's noticing. Nobody's noticing, nobody cares. You can't fish like that. You can't. It's like somebody knocking on your door and just saying to you, you know what, I don't like you, but I'm going to keep looking until I find something. It's like a FBI or someone coming in, knocking on your door and going, you know what, you make me sick. And they're going to keep looking. They're going to keep looking until they find something. This isn't how the justice system works in any country. This Rachel Maddow, and I hate this girl. I mean, she is just people sitting there calling her a national treasure and how she's feeding people this crap about Trump. And I mean, Trump hasn't done anything. You know, I'm no huge fan of Trump. I just stand up for fucking right and wrong. And what's going on is wrong. It's wrong. You know, it's like if you don't like what you're seeing, vote him out. That's it. Vote him out. Right? This is what we call democracy, system of government. Okay, so you can't just keep looking for a crime like this. This is just out of hand. People just got to stand up and say, this is wrong. I mean, come on. Hillary was, like, her corruption was unparalleled to any other politician in the history of America. And not a peep about her. Not a peep about her, and people are okay with that. But they're just going to dig and dig and dig and look. And in this so-called Russian scandal, which is, it's a scandal, all right. It's a scandal in American sense, not Russian sense. You can't do this, right? This is part of the system. This is part of how democracy works. It's part of how society works. And yet they're just going to change the rules and nobody cares. I mean, to just start wanting to impeach the president for what? Really, for what? What's happening to Trump is wrong. It's plain wrong. And there's a reason, and I've said this too as well in another podcast, there's a reason why Trump hates Canada's prime minister. Because he's crooked. He's crooked, and Trump is the person that is not in that league. He might be, but when you look at what's happening, if he was really part of that whole elitist system, they wouldn't be doing this to him. They wouldn't be doing it. It's pretty obvious that Trump, he's rogue, really, to them. Obama didn't do shit for anyone. It didn't do nothing. He didn't do a damn thing for anyone. And now suddenly you see him and on the news too, taking credit for everything. And if you're really paying attention, you will know, okay? You got to put your feelings aside. And I know, as far as, you know, Obama being the first black president and how people had high hopes, but you have to admit, Obama was a complete, utter failure. He didn't do anything for anybody. He was a failure from start to finish. And people don't want to admit it, but it's true. You know, I won't get into to any of the other bad stuff about Obama, but let's face it. You know, I've also said this before, that he wasn't the first black president. He was the first mulatto president. Okay, he was half white. So that alone tells you that it's a lie, right? He's a lie. It's a lie. He did some shady shit, and nobody cares. Nobody cares, right? People need to understand that you need to preserve your constitution. You need to preserve the system of law. You can't have corrupt FBI, corrupt justice system. You can't have corrupt leaders. And if your brainwashing tells you that it's okay what they're doing to Trump, then you need to reevaluate yourself. You need to just sit back and go, what the fuck is this stupid man here on the podcast saying? They control the dollar. They control everything. They are the police. They're the police force of the world. There's something else I need to actually look up now that I think about it, because somebody yesterday was telling me that BitComet had crashed. I really need to find out about that. This is another thing, the monetary system, Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is based on real currency, right? It is like peer-to-peer. It's like downloading music. You're taking a little bit of download from each person, and it creates a system. You have miners who I won't get into much of that shit, but it's a threat to the governments, right? It's a threat to the governments because it's actually a currency that's not based on debt, which is the beauty of it. It's like a sale is final, it's done. But you have a whole system of people. There might be 1,000 people, but they all have to agree, okay, yeah, it's a real sale, and boom, it's done. One person disagrees with the sale in that chain, then it's not a void. So it's a very cool system, and it's not based on imaginary money. It's based on real currency or real value exchanged for a monetary system that is not based on debt. You're not pulling it out of your ass to create money, right? So, you know, with the banking system, they can pretty much take down anybody. So I think maybe that'll be something I'm going to look into and talk about for my next podcast and see what, if it's true and what happened with Bitcoin. Because if Bitcoin did go down, there's no doubt in my mind, if they went down, even before I go and look about it, that it was these elitist banking cartel that would have took down Bitcoin, because it's becoming a threat. More and more people are starting to become aware of it. It is how these elitists control countries. But anyways, I went off topic with that. But my theory here, though, is what I was mentioning about the NRA. Let's just have a little test. Let's just see if what I'm saying is right. Let's see how far this story is going to go. Is it just a one-off? Or is it something that's going to be now growing and growing and growing the system of brainwashing and the news works, right? They've started feeding little bits of it, feeding you. So let's see. Let's do a little experiment and see. Is this NRA thing? Is this their next move? Is to remove the NRA so these gun owners will have less control, less power for the eventual removal of guns, because I think this is what they're going to do. But the time factor is when. I don't know when, but so this is what we're going to do. We're going to experiment and see, and I'm going to keep an eye on it, and I'll mention it, and I'll see. Is this NRA story going to continue, or is it going to be real? I would bet anything that this NRA thing is far from over. It's the beginning of their new agenda, because this is my game I play with. I look and I listen and I go, okay, what's their new agenda? Right away, when they said the NRA is now, the FBI investigating the NRA now for collusion or for supplying money for Trump's campaign. Whatever, okay, there's a reason why they're mentioning the NRA. They could have just mentioned anybody, but read between the lines. So anyways, this is going to be a very interesting thing, and this is just pretty much a filler episode, but you know what, we're going to keep it alive. I don't want to just get into a lull where I'm not recording for weeks and weeks and weeks, so just average talk about daily news is better than nothing. Anyways, all you people.
some in the east and in this, and one some in the west.